Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is The Case of the Missing Chocolate Bunny. On Easter Day, dark gray clouds cover the sky as rain pours down across the countryside. In a manor, on top of a hill, the Easter Bunny anxiously prepares for his annual egg hunt. He's worried that the rain will spoil the party for his guests, so he decides to do something a little different this year. My guests have arrived. He rushes to the foyer and opens the front door. A bolt of lightning silhouettes five figures standing in the hallway. Mrs. White Whale enters first.
Oh, hello, darling. Has it been a whole year? Kisses.
Mr. Green Iguana follows.
Easter Bunny, it is an honor to be at your egg hunt.
Then Professor Possum.
Easter Bunny.
Then Mrs. Peacock.
It took forever to get here. And this rain, oh my. Here, take my coat.
And finally, Colonel Muskrat.
Yes, well, weather had better clear up soon. Looking forward to winning again this year, Buns.
As they make their way to the dining room, the guests exchange glances and take their seats. The Easter Bunny stands before them at the head of the table.
Thank you all so much for attending my annual egg hunt. Unfortunately, due to the bad weather, this year's hunt will be held inside the manor.
Inside? But we always have it outside,
Mrs. Peacock blurts out.
I don't know. It could still be fun. Maybe,
says Mr. Green Iguana. Professor Possum shoots him a sour look.
Sounds a little suspicious, if you ask me.
Inside, outside, doesn't matter to me, just as long as I win,
boasts Colonel Muskrat. The Easter Bunny continues.
I know it's not ideal, but hopefully we can make the best of a bad situation. I've hidden eggs throughout the property. In my kitchen, conservatory, ballroom, study, library, and billiard room.
Whoa, that must be some electric bill. Am I right? guys?
Whoever finds the most eggs in an hour wins. I think this year's prize will more than make up for our location change.
The Easter Bunny sidesteps. Behind him is a large oil painting of a carrot. He pushes the painting aside to reveal a tiny door on the wall. As he opens the tiny door, a bright gold glow fills the room.
Oh my.
His guests look on in wonder.
This year's winner will receive this beautiful chocolate bunny wrapped in gold foil.
Mrs. White Whale jumps to her feet.
Oh my, it's divine. I simply must have it to decorate my second bathroom.
If I won that chocolate bunny, I would give it to my nephew, Tree Frog. He was so jealous when he heard I got the invite to the egg hunt.
Now that is quality chocolate. I haven't had a decent slab of chocolate in years,
shouts Mrs. Peacock.
It's nice. A little too nice,
Professor Possum pontificates as he strokes his furry chin.
When I win that chocolate bunny, I'll put it in my trophy room with my Medal of Honor, my Purple Heart, and my Academy Award.
Oh, I didn't know you won an Oscar, Colonel Muskrat.
Indeed I did. I was a production designer on Saving Private Rhino.
I love that movie.
The Easter Bunny closes the tiny door and puts the carrot painting back in place.
Remember, you have 1 hour. Once the race is over, we'll meet back here. When the clock strikes one, the race will begin.
Move it! My time's done. Prepare, deep breaths.
The guests burst through the dining room door, pushing and shoving with their baskets in hand.
Whew, looks like this indoor hunt might just work after all.
The annual egg hunt is the Easter Bunny's favorite day of the whole year. It is very important to him that it goes well.
I can see them now. snooping in the library, pottering in the kitchen. Screaming in the ballroom? He hops to his feet and dashes to the ballroom, where he finds Colonel Muskrat, white as a ghost. All the other guests rush into the ballroom after him.
Is everything okay?
I heard a scream.
What is going on?
Colonel Muskrat trembles as the words leave his mouth.
The record player. It started playing all by itself. There's a ghost in the house.
Good heavens, a ghost!
Mrs. White Whale exclaims. Mrs. Peacock scoffs.
We never ran into any ghosts when we had the egg hunt outside.
The Easter Bunny frowns. This is not what he had planned. He turns the music off, noticing that the record player has little wet paw print marks all over it. How odd.
I'm nervous about being in a house with a ghost,
says the naturally skittish Mr. Green Iguana.
Something seems fishy around here.
I'm a mammal, thank you very much. What is wrong with being fishy anyway?
All the guests begin to bicker with one another. The Easter Bunny tries to get a handle on the situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, why don't we take a quick break to the dining room? Then, when we're all a bit calmer, we can resume the hunt.
He leads his guests to the dining room. As he opens the door, he blinks twice. He can't believe his eyes.
The chocolate bunny! It's gone!
The carrot painting has been pushed to the side, the tiny door left ajar, and the chocolate bunny is indeed gone. The guests exchange suspicious looks. The Easter Bunny looks at them all confused. He knows all of his guests want to win the chocolate bunny, but surely none of them would go so far as to steal it. He composes himself and addresses the group.
Since we are the only ones here, it stands to reason that the culprit must have been someone in this room. I would never.
I didn't do it.
Don't look at me.
It wasn't me.
It was the ghost.
The Easter Bunny interjects.
The only way to discover the whereabouts of the chocolate bunny is to conduct an investigation. Mr. Green Iguana, did you notice anything strange during the hunt?
Me? No. Well, maybe. When I was in the conservatory, I put my basket down for a moment. When I went to pick it up again, it was on the other side of the room. But no one was around.
Well, sounds like a ghost to me,
snarks Colonel Muskrat.
Anything else, Mr. Green Iguana?
Nothing. After that, I went to the library. Then I heard Colonel Muskrat scream and came down here.
He's lying.
Mrs. White Whale proclaims, pointing at Mr. Green Iguana.
When I passed the library, I saw a book had fallen on the ground. I noticed the pages were wet, with tiny paw prints across them. I was about to pick it up when I saw Mr. Green Iguana hunched over in the corner. He was eating something.
Excuse me. Can we get some sort of signal when we're doing a group gasp? I keep missing it.
Surely it's obvious, Colonel Muskrat.
Mr. Green Iguana, is it true you were eating something in the library?
Well, yes, it is true. I was eating something, but it wasn't the chocolate bunny, I swear. I ate my chocolate eggs. I eat when I get stressed.
We've all been there.
Mrs. White Whale chimes in.
I was stressed because I wanted to impress you all and give the chocolate bunny to my nephew, Tree Frog. But I'd never go so far as to steal it. Oh, please believe me.
Easter Bunny places a paw on his scaly shoulder.
There, there, Mr. Green Iguana. It's okay. No need to beat yourself up about it. Now, did anyone else see anything strange during the hunt?
A tense silence fills the room. Then I did.
All right. Gasp in 3, 2, 1.
Was that so hard?
I'm not doing it again.
Professor Possum steps forward.
I noticed a pool of water coming from the conservatory. I saw the hose had been turned on, so I turned it off. As I got up, I saw Mrs. Peacock.
She was removing her white gloves. They were covered in chocolate.
Are you okay, Mr. Green Iguana?
Swallowed a bug.
Ew.
It was pretty tasty, actually.
Mrs. Peacock's blue face turns bright red from hearing the accusation against her.
Mrs. Peacock, is this true?
It's a lie.
Then would you be so kind as to show us your gloves?
Mrs. Peacock hesitates, then removes her gloves from her purse. The gloves are indeed covered in what appears to be a chocolate stain.
No, not yet. We already knew that information. It's not shocking.
Oh, right. Sorry. I just love gasping.
Yes, I took off my gloves, but not because they were covered in chocolate. I took them off because they were covered in dirt. I was searching in a potted plant for an egg. If you don't believe me, see for yourself.
Mrs. Peacock tosses one of her gloves to the Easter Bunny. He holds the glove up to his face. His nose twitches back and forth as he sniffs for clues.
It appears to be dirt, not chocolate.
See? I told you.
Mrs. Peacock huffs as she takes her glove back. She shoots a look at Professor Possum. He awkwardly smiles back at her.
Honest mistake.
The Easter Bunny is puzzled. He seems to have reached a dead end in his investigation. Just then, Colonel Muskrat jumps to his feet.
Something touched my foot. The ghost. It's back.
It's just my basket,
says Mr. Green Iguana, trying to calm him down. During the commotion, the Easter Bunny notices something. A flickering of glinting gold coming from the pocket of Colonel Muskrat.
Excuse me, Colonel Muskrat. Would you mind revealing the contents of your pockets?
Colonel Muskrat panics. All eyes are on him.
I'd rather not.
I'm afraid I must insist.
Colonel Muskrat breathes a deep sigh. He reaches into his pockets and reveals a piece of gold.
Now that is new information worth gasping about.
Oh, it's not what it looks like.
Colonel Muskrat holds it up.
It's my secret lucky gold coin. It's the reason I win every year. I didn't want everyone to know about it because then you'd all get one too.
The Easter Bunny is happy Colonel Muskrat didn't take the chocolate bunny. But now he's more stumped than ever. It seems none of his guests took it. So who did? Upon re-examining the carrot painting on the wall, he notices something strange. Tiny, wet paw prints. Suddenly, the Easter Bunny has a eureka moment. Earlier, he saw tiny, wet paw prints on the record player. And Mrs. White Whale mentioned seeing tiny, wet paw prints on the library book. And now, tiny, wet paw prints at the crime scene. The Easter Bunny follows the prints down the wall, across the floor, and straight into the basket of Mr. Green Iguana. Mr. Green Iguana, could you kindly open your basket? Mr. Green Iguana is shaken.
But Easter Bunny, it wasn't me. You believe me, don't you?
I believe you. And I think I have an idea of who may have stolen the chocolate bunny.
Mr. Green Iguana reluctantly opens his basket. Inside, they discover bits of foil, some chocolate crumbs, and a small frog sound asleep.
Tree Frog? How did you get in here?
I may have an answer to that, Mr. Green Iguana. You said when you placed your basket on the ground in the conservatory, it appeared to move across the room.
Yes?
I believe your nephew, Tree Frog, snuck into your basket before you arrived here today. When you were looking for eggs in the conservatory, he saw the perfect opportunity to set his plan into motion.
He must have hopped out of the basket when no one was looking,
adds Mrs. Peacock.
Then he jumped onto the garden hose, accidentally turning it on.
Professor Possum chimed in.
That's how his feet got wet. He hurried through the library, knocking over a book, and got his paw prints all over it,
says Mrs. White Whale.
Then he dashed through the ballroom, setting off the record player and frightening poor Colonel Muskrat.
So, it wasn't a ghost?
While we were all distracted by Colonel Muskrat's screams, Tree Frog made his way up the hall to the chocolate bunny. He managed to get it back in the basket before we returned to the dining room. A hush fell over the room, and then... we solved it! So, none of you are upset that there's no prize now? Says the Easter Bunny, surprised.
Why, this was the best egg hunt you've ever thrown!
It was so exciting! What will next year's mystery be?
I'm already suspicious. The Easter Bunny blushes. I am so glad you enjoyed yourselves.
Hop, hop, hooray!
Solving the case of the missing chocolate bunny was way better than any prize. In fact, I'm excited for next year. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Was that really necessary,
Colonel
Muskrat?
Came all this way without
Muskrat.
A single egg pun.
I thought it was funny.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is The Case of the Missing Chocolate Bunny, written by Jessica Ross. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Jennifer Klein is our producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Janine Cornelow, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.